brought to you by Penguin.
Wanderlust by L. Everhart. Read by Olivia Dowd.
To Emmett, who makes the whole world brighter. And to everyone who needs a reminder to be brave. Kiss. Travel isn't always pretty. It isn't always comfortable. Sometimes it hurts. It even breaks your heart. But that's okay. The journey changes you. It should change you. It leaves marks on your memory, on your consciousness, on your heart, and on your body. You take something with you. Hopefully, you leave something good behind. Anthony Bourdain. Chapter 1. Dylan Coughlan was having an absolutely shit day. The Northern Line was delayed 14 minutes, just long enough to piss her off and 1 minute less than she needed to get the journey refunded. And when it finally arrived, every carriage was completely packed. So she spent the duration of her commute tucked into a stranger's armpit, which, while less offensive than it would have been on a blistering hot day, was still not the ideal way to spend the first 25 minutes of her morning. That would have been bad enough, should have been bad enough, but some asshole in a suit slammed into her the moment she walked out of the station and sent her £5 emergency splurge coffee flying into the window of the Hard Rock Cafe. Then, of course, Chantelle, her editor, had shouted at her in no fewer than 6 separate emails before 9:30. And now, she was sitting at her desk, dangerously undercaffeinated, drafting another pointless quiz. A task that was next to impossible because, on top of everything else that had gone wrong today, her parents were now blowing up her WhatsApp. And worse, they showed no signs of stopping. Even her brother Sean, though well-intentioned, was starting to grate on her nerves. He was using every bit of his training as a therapist to keep them all from going nuclear on one another, again. But it was making Dylan wish she could go home and crawl under her duvet for the next month and a half. A solution that wouldn't be effective anyway because, apparently, hiding from your problems didn't do anything in the way of solving them. Dylan wouldn't say she planned on getting into rows with her parents, but if she even so much as breathed in their direction these days, they ended up arguing. Today's fight had started with the annual, "So, what are we doing for Christmas?" conversation, which, in an impressive 7 messages, devolved into her parents berating Dylan for having the audacity to make decisions they disagreed with. Though she supposed disagreed with was putting it lightly. Dylan locked her phone and flipped it over with a bit more force than was probably necessary. At the hard clack of the screen against her desktop, her deskmate, Afua, looked up, eyes wide with surprise. "Everything all right?" "Yeah, sorry." Dylan was lying through her teeth, and judging by the way Afua's eyes narrowed ever so slightly, Afua knew it. "Just need a cuppa. Do you like one?" Afua's expression immediately brightened. "Yeah, cheers." Dylan dragged her phone off her desk and, in a show of surprising self-control, dropped it into her pocket rather than checking her messages. She was almost positive that there was at least one from her brother that was probably bearable, but Dylan didn't think she could keep reading the family chat if she wanted to retain her, basically, positive reputation in the office. Buxom's office was like every other trendy, millennial-dominated workplace in London. Although the magazine covers adorning the walls and the endless stashes of makeup, sex toys, face products, and clothes likely differentiated it from the others. She liked the open space and the feeling of being around everyone all day. Having someone else to stare at, cry to, or talk things through with was instrumental when she was writing. Not that she was doing much of that these days. Their small kitchen was tucked away in a corner behind the fire exit stairs, down a short, dark, brick-lined corridor that played a sharp
sample complete. Ready to continue?